pro model obviously was a success. You had so much support. So like, what goes into releasing your first pro model and getting up to the point to releasing your second? What all had to happen?
Okay, so with a lot of companies, they like to surprise the writer and come out with the art on their own and kind of distribute it like that. But with my sponsor, he knows that I have a specific vision and like an artistic eye, and he knows that I like exactly what I want a specific way. And so he let me choose my artist and collaborate with my artist. Okay. And we came up with some designs and we submitted them to Matt from Silly Girl, and he would approve it. And then, so the first board I used, Spencer Hebert, he's a local Phoenix artist.
Okay.
And the board turned out awesome.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it was like really dope artwork.
An homage to a perfect homage to Arizona too. So he was a artist collab. Mm-hmm. He was the artist.
He's the artist, and I just told him I wanted an astronaut floating through space, and the rest, all the creative was up to him.
Okay.
And so it turned out looking like a blacklight poster, and it was so rad. And then the second board, I chose Yai Villa. She goes by Yice Cream on Instagram.
Oh, that's so fucking cool.
And her art is so sick. And like, I felt like it had the perfect, like, playful kind of attitude that I wanted for my second board.
Right.
And I told Matt from Silly Girl I wanted it to be a holographic board that's super shiny. And so he got it handled.
That's
and
so
and
tight.
Her art was perfect with it. So
yeah. And so Yice Cream was a collab. That's the coolest. I think that's the coolest artist name I've ever heard.
It's YAICECREAM.
That's so cool. Shout out to Yice Cream. Great fucking job on that new design. I'll drop a link below so you guys can go check it out. A link to it. I'm sure it's available online.
Yeah, right from Pink Widow Distribution.
Pink Widow Distribution. That's so cool. Yeah, and so everything that Natalie is involved in is pretty much, not exclusively, but seemingly exclusively to Arizona. And that is something that I have the highest respect for. You know, just me as like, I'm not necessarily a local artist, but me that's lived, someone that's lived here my whole life, that's been such a important thing, is to like support the local shit. Like, yeah, you can go buy this deck from this skater because the graphic's cool, or you can like legitimately support someone's life and their well-being that's a local artist or athlete or whatever doing shit for the community. And you do so much.
Thank you.
You still teach skateboarding?
Yeah, actually the third Saturday of every month at Skate Rising, we have an event called Skate Rising in Mesa at
Skate
Kids
Rising?
That Rip.
Okay. Oh, the event's called Skate Rising.
Yeah, the event is called Skate Rising. And it started out in Encinitas. One of my good friends started it, Callie Kelsey.
Okay.
And so she kind of passed the torch to Stacy Lovell in Arizona. And Stacy has me and Janthavi by her side, like running this event every month. And
that's a good team right there.
It's
too.
Epic. Yeah. It's a rad group. And we have like about 70 girls that come out and learn how to skate.
Yeah.
And we link up with a different charity each month and like teach the girls about like compassion and empowerment. And it's rad.
That's so cool, dude. Yeah. Shout out to Jeff and Kids That Rip. Shout out to Jagger and Jet, fucking killing it constantly.
Yeah, and like Zook totally helps out a lot with our events too.
That's so cool. And so Jeff is still running it though, right? Or is it under...
Yeah, Jeff still owns it.
Okay.
And he just opened up his new California training facility, so I think he's out there right now. But that place is rad too.
That's so cool. I honestly and admittedly have not been keeping up. I've been really just out of the loop in skateboarding. Like, I got into an accident last year and like really haven't been able to skateboard. Like, my back just fucking hurts all the time. And I tried to skateboard maybe about 4 or 5 months ago.
You
and
need
it
to
just
do yoga.
That's what everybody's
in your back.
I know, man. That's what everybody's saying. But I have and I'm not traumatized. Traumatized is too much of a word to use for this, but in high school, my football coach made all of us do yoga, like literally every single day.
Wow.
We weren't allowed to work out like after Wednesday because like he doesn't want like our bodies to be all fucked up from like heavy workouts before a game or whatever, right? And so Monday, Tuesday was the workout days, whatever, right? And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday before the game, we all had to do yoga, and everyone fucking was so mad. But that is, for one, so hard. Yoga is so hard. And two, it made me so fucking flexible. Like, all that yoga during high school, I swear, like, does your flexibility, like, remain, like, How long does it take for your flexibility to go away? Because I still feel like even though I haven't done yoga and I haven't even properly stretched in years, I'm still really flexible.
Yeah, I think it goes away.
It goes away, like, completely? Because I don't know, man. I feel like I should be way less flexible. I have a terrible body shape. And, like, I just don't do any physical, like, shit except for kendama. But, yeah, I really, really want to get back into skateboarding. The winter's coming. And that is the best sentence ever for Arizona. You know, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, that's bad news. But if you're in Arizona, it's always a good thing. So you'll probably start cruising around a little more. But yeah, all this stuff going on in Arizona as far as skateboarding goes is just incredible. And everybody's getting involved. Mm-hmm. Pizza companies are getting involved. Mm-hmm. Shout the fuck out to Spinelli's Pizza.
Yeah, we actually just had a big event at the 23rd Ave DIY.
Okay.
And Spinelli sponsored it, and Cowtown sponsored it, and
that's so cool.
Their free pizzas. They did a little video premiere from the San Francisco DIY.
Okay. Okay, so it's a San Francisco and Arizona?
So the one in San Francisco, they made a little video, and so they premiered the video at the 23rd Ave DIY.
That is very cool.
Very cool, yes. Everyone was skating. It was super fun.
So how did they premiere it? Did they bring like a screen and a projector, or like up against a wall?
Well, I left before the premiere, but okay. I'm guessing they probably rented a U-Haul van and projected it on the side of it. That's what we used to do at the Wedge.
That's a really good idea. God damn. Yeah, good idea, dude. And that's like, what, $50 for the day? To have like something to project on, a mobile screen essentially, right? The U-Haul?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that like people just are unimpressive, just because I think I experience so many unimpressive people like on a daily basis with like my job, going to the fucking grocery store and stuff. Like, but then I hear stuff about like that, like, yeah, we just rent a U-Haul and project it on the side. I'm like, oh my God, there's still so many intricate and awesome and like weird idea working minds out there.
I was just telling my friend she just moved back to Arizona, and I was telling her she should throw like a nighttime pool party, and I'll bring my projector and we can project a movie on the side of her house and sit in the pool and watch it.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
Have a little like kickback and stuff. Mm-hmm. $5. Everybody's okay to throw $5 in.
For sure.
You know, like, but to do that on your own. I hate funding things by myself. I'm not trying to be like a you owe me type shit, but if I'm going to spend...
Yeah, it's a group effort.
Yeah, right? And I mean, a good time is a good time. And if I'd never got paid for it, if I never got reciprocation, that's okay. But if I'm going to take the time to set it up, to coordinate it, to get a fucking projector and get everything you need, contact like some people to bring some pizza or what have you, then yeah, pay $5, man.
Oh yeah, right? I was gonna mention, I forgot, I have a skate magazine. I don't know if I mentioned that or if I had it last time I talked to you.
You were the
I started a skate mag.
Talk about it.
A mini skate magazine. It's like the size of like a quarter of like a regular magazine.
Oh my God.
Full color, 25 pages, and It's legit.
That's so... What's the skate magazine called?
It's called Light and Death.
Light and Death?
Light and Death.
Okay.
And I've... Like, the first magazine came out end of June, so I'm working on zine number 2.
Okay.
And the first zine, I had photos submitted by Rhino from Thrasher.
Yeah.
From Joe Hamaki, who's also a Thrasher photographer.
Well, because you're cool as fuck, dude.
I was stoked at, the submissions I got. They were, like, really, really good photos.
Yeah. That's so cool, man. Doing so much.
Andrew Ruiz he shot the cover image.
Andrew Ruiz.
Yeah, and he has a spread in there, and it's all like photos from that abandoned airplane field on the way to Tucson. Cool.
Man, you're really doing it out here, dude. And I think we only touched on a couple of things that you're involved with. So you got your mini zine. Is that how you're labeling it? Okay.
Yeah, it's I'm calling it a micro zine.
Micro zine. Light and Death micro zine.
Yeah.
Second pro model just came out for Silly Girl. Spinelli sponsored you. They're hooking shit up. They're doing all kinds of good stuff for you.
Yeah, Spinelli's is rad. Like, we have a lot of cool events coming up, too.
Yeah, and you guys can't see it, but she has, like, the most legit, like, you know, like, simplicity is key, that whole thought process. The Spinelli's fanny pack is so fucking tight, dude.
It's legit.
Yeah, do they have those for sale too at Spinelli's?
Yeah, $10.
Okay, so we'll make sure we put a picture up on that, dude, because that's fucking tight. Shout out to Spinelli's. And now, now Helton Brewery, that's been a thing for a while now, right? It's been a year or so?
It's a little bit newer, like less than a year.
Okay.
It's probably been like 5 months.
So yeah, it's pretty relatively new. And so now how did that come about?
So I was writing for New Belgium for I think 2 years.
That's what I was thinking of.
And
that's what I was. I'm sorry.
The guy that hooked us up with New Belgium moved back to Colorado, and so we would have had to transfer to a different local rep.
Okay.
Which was like fine with us, but since we were kind of in the in between, I was like, you know, we should reach out to a local brewery. Like we're local, and like it supports them, and they support us, and like it goes a long way. And so I reached out to Helton because I actually met the dudes from Helton at a backyard skateboard party at this empty pool in Chandler, and there was a band playing, and Helton was there, like, slinging free cups of beer, and, like, I was like, wow, Helton's fucking rad.
Yeah, skateboarding and beer go hand
in
hand.
And so we were following each other on Instagram, and I was like, hey, what would you guys think about sponsoring me and Gene Rusin? And he's like, I love the idea. Come in and talk with us. And so it just...
Dude, Gene is such a fucking badass, dude. Yeah. I'm taking a moment to shout out Gene. I met Gene, I think I was like 16 when I met, because I got really, really heavy back into skateboarding when I was about 16 for a little while. And I didn't skate like street anymore, like strictly transition. And naturally, if you skate transition in Arizona, you're going to meet Gene, you're going to meet Patty, sorry. You're going to meet everybody, Chris, all like the dudes at Shred that are a little older. And dude, Gene is the nicest fucking person ever. She is so cool, man. Mm-hmm. And so you and her both sponsored by Sidewalk Surfer as well, right? Together. And Helton.
And Silly Girl.
And Silly Girl. Dude, that's so tight.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So shout out to Gene. So yeah, Backyard Skate Jam in Chandler. You guys just linked up, followed each other on Instagram, and it was like, hey.
Yeah, and Helton's only a mile away from our house.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? So how hard have you had to fight the natural progression of becoming an alcoholic with just a whole bunch of beer at your disposal? Because if I had to.
Well, I mean, we have a kegerator with a keg of Helton in it, and it's like their really good IPA. So it's like I'll have like a little glass here and there, and
so it's not like the let's just get fucked up beer. It's like you can enjoy.
Yeah, it's like it's very enjoyable beer. It's like very nice. Really good.
So now, do they have like a wide spectrum of beer? Like they have IPA.
They have four different IPAs and like
very cool.
That's what I like. So
okay,
but they also have some really good sours if you like sours and.
See, now I'm gonna be completely honest because that's what I am. I do not enjoy beer.
Oh, okay.
Almost. Period. I like ciders. I'm a bitch, dude. I'm like a bitch ciders. With my stuff. Like, I need it to be sweet.
I like the non-sweet ciders.
Okay. See, I just need it to, like, I know it sounds really gross, but, like, Bud Light tastes so much, so watered down that it's kind of enjoyable. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's so detached from the beer taste that it's enjoyable to me.
No.
You know? I know. And I was blasphemy for a lot of people. I do get it.
Like,
and
if I want a basic beer, I'll have, like, Modelo or Coors Light.
I like Dos Equis. Dos Equis is pretty good. I like lime. Corona's not bad. I like the Mexican beers, I think. I think they're, like, the lighter.
I like Corona.
Yeah.
But, you know what? You'd really like the Pilsner.
Okay, I haven't heard of that.
A Pilsner is like
that's
like your basic like Budweiser.
Okay, so it's like a subtype of beer.
It's a type of beer.
Okay, so Pilsner beer.
So you would like the Pilsner from Helton.
Okay.
Because it's good. It's really good.
And you know, I get so jealous too because like I see people like really enjoying beer and it's like an art form in the way you can like change its flavors and the way it's brewed and stuff. I respect the process.
I think the more you drink beer, the more like your taste buds like acquire.
Yeah,
like,
you just have to go through
that flavor that you really want.
You got to go through the, yeah. You know what? I think you're about right too because I've had a couple of like, but again, though, they're more fruity.
How old are you?
27.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I was straight edge till I was 23, though.
Okay. So you've only had a 5-year window of experiencing beer.
Right. And during that 5-year window, I've had very minimal exposure to beer.
Okay. So I started drinking beer when I was like, 18.
Okay. Okay.
So 5 years after that, I wasn't into IPAs at all. I thought they were bitter and I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel so like they're attacking
my tongue. It's an acquired taste.
They're like little spears, like, fuck you, taste buds. But I tried a couple that have just been so repulsive. I really do like, I'm not like a man of the finer things in life by any means necessary, like at all. But I am one to elevate an experience if it is to be elevated, right? So I got into... I didn't get into drinking cocktails, but like that's more I can make it more like taste more like juice if I fuck around with like liquor and stuff like that, right? So I didn't really like it too much, but I found this bar. Oh, go ahead. You can play as much as you want. Yeah.
Just kind of doodling.
Yeah, no, you're totally fine. I found this place, and this one guy, his name is Nick. I promised him I wouldn't tell. I'll tell you the location off air, but I promised him I wouldn't tell anybody about this place. Like, there's like 8 people that go there, like on a Saturday. You have to have a password.
I already know where it is. You know where it is. I guarantee Sanctum. You, I know. Sanctum. Yeah, it's the part of the
Grand. Huh? Part of the Grand.
No, okay. A different one.
Okay. Talking about Melinda's Alley? Melinda's Alley is pretty cool.
It's the one that's part of SIP.
Ooh, we're going to have to exchange. We'll exchange secrets,
it's downstairs,
dude.
It's downstairs. It's like hidden.
Okay, we'll exchange secrets right, after the right. podcast. Because, dude, you need to go to this man. His name is Nicholas, right?
Okay.
And he is like a fucking storybook character.
That's cool.
He talks like... I can't even do his voice. Like, I think I'm a decent impersonator. Or impressionist, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, but I can't do his voice. He is so elegant. His voice is like water. And he's like...
I like that description.
Dude, and when you meet him, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He is like the most enchanting man ever. And I am like, there's not a homosexual bone in my body, but this guy is so mystifying. It's amazing. And he makes like very, very high-end cocktails. And... he made me one the first time I went there, and I never want to drink somewhere else. So every Saturday night I go there, I get one drink from him because I have a very low tolerance, which is pretty cool. But and he just makes it, it's like an experience. It's like a little dungeon almost, and it's like everything's all crushed red velvet, purple cool. velvet couches.
That's
rad. And
there's a dope one in San Diego that's like, it's the picture, the other picture I sent you.
Okay.
I'm sitting,
that
like, dressed
so
up.
That was so fucking cool.
It's a bar, and, like, the bar is all black leather, like, from, like, your waist below. Ooh. And then above the waist, everything is gold skulls yeah. everywhere.
Yeah.
It's dope.
That's so cool, man. I'm all about that shit, dude. And he, like, made, the first time I ever had absinthe was from there. And he made me this drink called Death in the Afternoon. Mm-hmm. And it's absinthe with, like, lavender champagne.
Ooh. What? That Dude, sounds so good.
It was so fucking good.
Did it make you like trip?
No, because it's not
real absinthe.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. Like I guess there's an ingredient missing, that's yeah. illegal here.
Yeah, yeah.
That you know, but yeah. it is definitely the strongest liquor they have, and it tastes like. Have you ever had absinthe?
Yeah.
Okay, so it tastes like those.
I hate it.
Those
licorice.
Yeah, like those fucking gummy candies that were like the ginger gummy candies that were like way too strong. Like, I like ginger,
it tastes like licorice to me, and I don't like that flavor.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of it. He let me try a little bit just in the glass on some ice, and I was like, you need to dress this up for sure, because I can't handle that. And so he did, and it was really nice. And ever since then, he's been making me all kinds of shit. I love gin, I found out. It's very, like, moldable. You can kind of make it into whatever you want. So he pours me up, like, a lavender and strawberry gin drink. Oh, dude, it's so good.
I hate gin.
It's okay. It's okay. Can I guess what you like?
Yeah.
I feel like you're too calm. Well, see, I don't know. We haven't talked in so long. I feel like you're too calm to really love tequila. But
I fucking love tequila
so
much.
But you skate and you are gnarly. So
honestly, I had a tequila sponsor, and it was like the best.
That's so tight.
It was like a really fun part of my life.
That's
it was
so
like.
Cool. You remember all of it?
Oh, yeah. It was a good time because I had my condo downtown and my best friend was single and she had just moved in with me.
Okay.
And I was like recently single then at the time.
Oh.
It was before I met my husband.
Right.
And
who's like the nicest guy ever?
And we had
a
tequila sponsor and they paid for all of our Uber rides everywhere. And I like my job with them was to go to different bars and spend $150 on their tequila so I could buy all my friends rounds of drinks. And if my friends didn't want to drink tequila, if they wanted a beer, I was allowed to buy them a beer with a card.
Oh, my God.
And they would let us buy appetizers and stuff, too.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
And so I would have to do that 5 times a week. That was my job.
Professional partier.
And they paid me $4,000 a month to do it.
Are you fucking
no
serious,
joke.
Dude?
And they flew me all over the place, too. They flew me to, like, Hawaii for, like, a video shoot, like, a commercial shoot. And it was like the U.S. Open of surf, too. So we got to like go to all the fun parties. And they flew me to New York for my first interview. And then they flew me to San Diego for my training. And it was so fun.
That is the
coolest
shit.
I was the only girl they sponsored, too. It was, I think it was 10 guys and me.
Okay.
And the guys are all surfers and motorcycle riders.
I'm about to say all extreme sports.
And I was just the skateboarder.
Oh my God, Natalie, dude, that's so cool.
It was awesome.
That is so cool. And are you allowed to say who it is? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
It was Peligroso tequila.
Peligroso.
Yeah, okay. And it's actually really good tequila. Have like a cinnamon flavored one. It's not like Fireball. It's the entire opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay.
It tastes like cinnamon, but like it tastes like tequila, and it's not. Sweet,
like a hint sweet. Of cinnamon.
Yeah, all and then right. They say to get like a slice of orange, and you like take the shot, and then you bite the orange, and it's so fucking
okay.
Good.
That's the wave right
and
there.
And we loved it. Like all of my friends, like we were like stoked on
so
it.
So that just came to a natural end.
Oh yeah, it was only a 6 month campaign.
Only a 6 month, dude.
But it
making
was
an
really
extra four
fun.
Grand and traveling.
It was really fun while it lasted.
And I bet your friend, and so it was just you though, right? So your friend had the condo to herself a whole fucking shitload of the time, probably needed that.
She didn't live there. Well, yeah, she was probably there for about 6 months.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun.
That's so cool, like, dude.
Yeah,
and you get to have
time.
That experience forever.
Yeah.
That's like such a cool part of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to be completely honest. Free shit is the best shit in the fucking world. Like, I'm going to be completely honest too. I'm not a moocher by any means, but a lot of the things I have were given to me.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things I have, I worked for and stuff, of course. Yeah. But I love the bartering system.
Yeah.
I wish we can go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you have service, I have service, and you can benefit from me, I can benefit from you.
It's good stuff.
It's not even a snake move. Let's help each other.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are just out there for themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just decided to, like, okay, like, I'm just going to have my own platform. I have complete control. Mm-hmm. I get to agree who comes in here and shares my space, and if they have something to promote, I want to help them XYZ. And it's just you are like the epitome of local support, like and it's always
and
been
like,
that way.
The
it's
launch party for the magazine, I did it at Spinelli's, and like it brought them in like a ton of business
there
that
you
day
go, dude.
And like we had fun and
everybody wins.
And then the board release party was at Hilton, and so I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to do my next magazine release party.
Somewhere
I might, like,
local, somewhere
up,
awesome.
And I'm talking about, well, I guess I won't mention it yet.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to have an episode 2 for a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's so cool, dude. Now, when they flew you out to Hawaii, was that the first time you went to Hawaii?
No.
Okay, because that would have been, like, Disneyland for adults if I...
I mean, it still was. It was amazing because I went, like, 15 years ago with Courtney Ramos.
Okay, yeah.
And this trip to Hawaii that I just went on with them, like, it was like 4 years ago.
And she's still skating too, right?
Yeah.
She's still active, killing it.
She's part of Las Chicas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew that. It's just, I just wanted to,
She's killing it. She's in Humboldt right now. She's going to college for marine biology.
Man, everyone's just doing such cool stuff.
Yeah.
Good,
but
some
like,
really
the,
good.
So that was my second trip to Hawaii, and my third trip is coming up in November with Laura Logue. And Courtney's going to meet us out there.
Oh, my fuck.
So.
Dude.
Yeah.
And shout out to Laura, too, man. This podcast is making me so happy, dude. I've known Laura since fifth grade.
That's
I've
awesome.
Known you since I was
for real
8 years old,
oh my
7
gosh.
Years old.
And I remember it, too. I'd see you at Desert West.
Yeah.
And you were, like, the littlest kid in the park. And, like, you'd just be rolling around.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And you had the biggest smile on your face.
I just loved it, man. I was so in love with skateboarding, dude. It was just so cool. And I just met the coolest people ever. It's really funny though, I will say that because I had to quit, I had like this really weird thing called Seaver's disease, like it was like a degenerative tissue disease, and like I couldn't, like they told me, like, you have to stop skateboarding, you have to stop playing basketball, you have to stop playing football for a whole year.
Damn.
And I was like, that crushed me, dude. I was nine. I was like actually decent for my age at that point, and I had to like call Laura. I was crying, dude. I'm sorry, like I have to stop skating, like, oh my god. No, I was so destroyed, dude. And I didn't start skating again until middle school when I linked back up with Laura. I met Guyver, and we all just started skateboarding Thunderbird and Desert West again, like all the time. Well, mostly Thunderbird, but and I fell in love with it again and got sponsored again when I was like 17, 18. And then the fucking team manager, like one of my best friends, like he got murdered. And so like, again, like skateboarding led me to this, like,
at a skate park?
No, it was like in his home. His like no one knows really who it is really, other than like my homie, so I can talk about it. But his fucking wife, dude, started cheating on him with like this fucking dude that just got out of prison, like this ex-convict, right? And he was like really addicted to like meth and stuff, and got her addicted. And I know this is really fucking lowering the vibe right here. You can keep playing the ukulele if you want, dude. It might take the edge off. But so he had he was exiled from Japan. The team manager, he was in the Yakuza, and I guess something went down and they like legitimately exiled him from Japan. So he came here, started a skateboarding company, and like got married and stuff, right? Yeah. Went under an alias and everything. And so she got addicted to like drugs and convinced her boyfriend to kill him for life insurance money. So he, like, he strangled him to death in his pool, and like they both went to prison, and now his kids are just like, I don't even fucking know where his kids are, dude. Sucks. Right? Isn't that so shitty? So I feel like every time I got back into skateboarding, something shitty happened. So I was like, I'm just going to stop pursuing it, you know? Mm. And I'm just going to roll around when I feel good.
I just heard the most heartbreaking news. I was in Cuba last year teaching a skate clinic, and I threw an all-girls skate contest with my old clothing sponsor, okay. Spacey Cloud.
Okay.
And we brought a bunch of boards with us and hooked up all the kids out there with, like, fresh gear.
You have the coolest life, dude, ever.
And I just found out last night that Jean's daughter is there doing, like a foreign exchange program.
Okay.
And skateboarding is outlawed in Cuba.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? That is heartbreaking, man. I was just there a year ago, like, helping these kids out, and, like, they're all stoked on it, and, like, a bunch of them were, like, progressing, and, like, they have a DIY. They have another park that Element helped, like, build some of the DIY stuff and, like...
What? Out of all things to outlaw? Skateboarding.
Yeah.
So, what... I mean, do you know what could be done? Like, what options are there?
Like, it's... Since it's so fresh, like, I just learned about it. Like, I haven't had a time to, like, sit and, like, think about it yet. But I'm gonna definitely call Tatiana from Spacey Cloud and talk to her about what we can do and, like... Okay. It's so jacked, though.
Dude,
like,
that's fucked. Yeah, that's like,
it has me, like, depressed on a kind of a different level, because it's like, I was there with those kids.
Yeah, you had such an intimate experience.
And they were so stoked. Like, so stoked. So.
And I'm sure that majority of them, as Cuba is, underprivileged.
They closed down the skate parks there. They made everything. They took apart the ramps. All the DIY stuff, they have it, like, barricaded and blocked off with, like, chains.
That is legitimately heartbreaking, dude.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just, like, I could literally get emotional, man, just because as a kid, a privileged kid with, like, I could have done anything.
Yeah.
And I had skateboarding and how much, yeah, like, joy that brought to me as a kid. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And with my life is just skate all day with all my friends. And, like, you doing your part, going out there, exposing them to this,
like,
new
could
world.
Could you imagine if someone told you, hey, like, this is outlawed now. You can't do your favorite pastime anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen. But... As an American, yeah, I wouldn't listen. Yeah. But as someone that's,
different.
It's different, dude.
Entirely different.
And it's like, you can't just sneak into the skate park after dark and skate and, like, have the cops come and give you a ticket, mm-mm, call your parents and shit.
No.
Like, you might get fucked up. Like, something else,
like,
might
people
happen.
People don't have phones there. There's no internet. Like, it's to connect to the internet, like, you have to have a phone to connect to the internet.
Right.
And it's to buy a phone, it's, like, a big ordeal, like, because the Cuban money is different than the Cuban tourist money. So if we were to go there, we would have, I believe it's called pesos.
Okay.
And then the Cubans use something called Cuban pesos.
So they keep it separate.
Separate.
So there's no inflation.
Entirely
no,
separate.
There's no possibility for inflation.
No,
wow.
Uh-huh. And tourists, like, oh my gosh, like, there's no grocery stores that we can go to. There's no convenience stores. So whatever you're going to eat has to be at, like, a sit-down restaurant.
What?
Or, like, yeah, dude. Or, like, your host of your Airbnb has to, like, provide you with, like, breakfast or food.
So now is this... how big is Cuba? Is it a relatively...
It's
like a state size?
It's a small island.
Okay, so... Okay.
And there's a series of islands, but there's, like, one main island where people, like, go and live. And, like, there's... The other islands are very desolate and, like, kind of, like... Just the locals are there.
So this is how it is in Cuba, period.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, like, a little pocket
no,
that you were in.
No, this is... Cuba.
Wow, man.
And you go there thinking, oh, I'm going to have, like, a like fresh air because it's an island.
Right.
And there's so much smog. So much smog, it's hard to breathe.
That doesn't make sense.
Because all the old school cars, like, because they don't have any new imports in there.
Fuck, man. That's
because it was.
No, I'm you know, again.
It was so different. Like, the culture, like, they have great food. The music
course,
is awesome. The people are amazing. but like they are so suppressed.
Man, that's fucked up. It, to the point where you're outlawing skateboarding for your entire their country. I'm very bad with that stuff, with geography, okay. Right?
So Cuba,
very bad. Like I'm telling you right
okay,
now.
Okay, here's an idea. Cuba is 90 miles east of Key West, Florida.
East. Oh, okay. So it's okay. I know that.
That
I know
gives that. You that shows you where it is on the
so
map.
So actually, not that far.
It's part of the Caribbean islands.
Okay. Okay. Quick argument. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I don't know.
I call it Caribbean.
I wonder what it really is. I'm sorry. But
potato, potato.
Yeah. No, I get it. But man, that is some bummer news. So I'm glad we got that both bad stories out of the way.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if there's anything that you have to promote for that, if there's a foundation, if there's anything, just let me know.
There is something called CubeScape, okay. And they have a headquarters in New York. And okay. I think I'm going to reach out to my friends. Like, I have a couple of friends that are from here that moved there, and my friend is the liaison for CubeScape for America. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to reach out to her.
Yeah, and if there's anything I can do, I mean, there's not much, yeah. You know, but let me know. And, of course, you know, that's something that is worth mentioning, is worth keeping focus on. You know, I am a little self-centered in what I put my time into and what I not care about, because I do mm-hmm. care about all the bad things going on, but there's only so much one person can do, XYZ. But something like that kind of plays close to my experience, like, as a human so far, I wouldn't hesitate to help out with that, man. That's that needs to get retracted, because there's no way that skate parks or skateboarding was causing more harm than good. There's just no way. Like, it's probably just a fucking power trip,
yeah,
of some sort, you know. And I don't really know how all of these different countries work, man. I don't know the political system and how that works, but hopefully Skate Cuba, you said, right?
CubeScape
can get some people on their litigation team or something to try and figure out if there's a way around that, you know.
Did that song sound familiar?
I was honestly completely zoned out. Please play it again. We're gonna take a moment of vocal silence. Go. It does sound familiar, but I don't know. I'm really bad at this. I'm sorry. What is it?
Take on me.
Take on. Shout out, dude. What was it? What was his name?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Aha. There you go. I wanted to say Rick Astley, but that's that Never Gonna Give You Up guy, right? Never Gonna Give You
Up.
Yeah,
I like that song.
Me too, dude. When I had like some really weird looking hair in middle school. Like it was like, there's nothing to describe it. Closer to Kenny Powers maybe, but like not a full on mullet, but it was pretty fucked. And everybody said that I looked like Rick Astley, and in not a complimentary way either. Cause I was like one of maybe like 10 white kids at my middle school. And I got picked on by like every Mexican cholo dude ever. Like, oh, fucking gringo, fucking Rick Astley, fool. Like, dude, they tried to jump me in the bathroom. Oh, right? But that's where I learned how to. I've never gotten beat up, dude. I've never gotten beat up. I had to start learning real soon. And yeah, they like tried to push me into, like, I was taking a piss in the urinal. And like two of them walked in and like pushed me into the urinal.
That sucks.
Right? And like one of them hit
what
me.
What grade?
I was like 8th grade. One of them hit me and I turned around and hit him back and like kicked his friend into the stall,
yeah,
and hit his friend again and just ran out and went back to the classroom, yeah, sat down. I'm not going to snitch. I haven't been a snitch since I was a child. I still hold the principles, you know. Don't call the cops. Call your crew. But yeah, so I got Rick Astley a lot. Mm. And hearing it in that that accent is really funny. Like, Rick Astley, fool. Rick Astley. So, anyways, dude, shout the fuck out to anybody helping the cause with Cuba. That is fucking absolutely absolutely disheartening and heartbreaking. Shout out to everybody that is ever gotten fucked over by some entity above you in any way for nothing less than a power move. Mm-hmm. If you want to try and help the cause, stay tuned. At least I'll make sure I drop the link into Cuba Skate. Okay, I almost said Skate Cuba again, but we'll keep on that for sure, and we'll keep everybody updated. So Hawaii, getting back to Hawaii now, can you attest to this? Now you look like you could be a local. The sun has been kind to you. You look like you could be from Hawaii, right? Is it true though that like the locals there or the natives to Hawaii are like really fucking rude to people? That's true.
Yeah.
Dude, that makes me not want to go there, man.
Yeah.
Is it like really noticeable, like mm-hmm. potent? Oh.
Yeah.
Explain. Could you have like an experience that someone
sure,
like?
Yeah. Yeah. People are racist and like.
It's so weird.
I was there with Courtney like 15 years ago, and she's Hawaiian. She was born there.
Okay.
And. Like some boys were talking to us, and I'm friendly. I talk with everybody.
Yeah,
and that's just my personality. Like I like to like engage people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm talking to these people, and I'm being nice to them. And instead of responding to me, they talk to Courtney, and they say, "Dude, what's up with your friend?" Like,
oh my god, that's so embarrassing too, huh? You're just sitting there like, what?
Like,
a Michael
like
Scott
kinda
moment.
Making fun of me. Like, because I'm white. Straight up.
That's
and like
so
it,
weird.
Like, and, like, I know what's going on. I'm not stupid.
Right.
And, it hurt my feelings on, like, that deep level.
Yeah. Like, are the waitresses mean and shit, too?
Huh?
Are the waitresses mean there at the restaurants?
No. It's not everybody.
Okay.
It's not everybody.
Okay.
It's only a few people.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is.
But it's there for
potent.
Sure.
All
people
right.
are totally racist. And they'll call you Howley.
Is that, like...
Howley
white
means
person
like, yeah,
or like outside or some shit. Okay.
But like if you look like you might be like half Hawaiian, mm-hmm. they call you Hapa Howley, which is just as bad.
Like mudblood?
Yeah,
like
something.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like the mudblood shit.
Yeah.
Muggle. Man, that bums me out, dude. But honestly, so now what island did you go to? What islands have you been to? Are they all have been Oahu?
I've only
or?
Been to Oahu.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna try to island hop while I'm there, but I don't know. We're not there for very long.
Okay.
So
my buddy Eric, he's from the North Shore in Oahu, like the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to send pictures of me. He has a kendama company. You're familiar with kendama by now, right? The little thing, the ball and cup game that I fucking post all the time.
Yeah.
He owned a company out there in Hawaii. And he'd post pictures of his like house. He lived like in a shack,
mm-hmm.
like a guest house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But it was really just kind of like a fucking shed.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived like on the beach, and he had like a half mile walk on the sand to the
That's
fucking
nice.
Barbecue spot on the beach. And he said the North Shore is just because he's the one that kind of scared me about mm-hmm. it. Like he's the one that was like the North Shore is the people who've been there forever, and they're the ones who will fucking never respect you. If you're a white dude in Hawaii, mm-hmm. North Shore, like they will fucking like bully you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't want to go to Hawaii now, dude. Like there's no chance I could be from Hawaii. I look like fat Jesus, dude.
Luckily, like when we go there, we have friends there that are gonna take us around. Like,
okay,
there's another Girl Skate crew, and they're gonna take our crew around.
Okay, so you got your mom and D. No one's gonna fuck with you guys.
My friends Roxy and Alex are like these two badass like shredder babes that skate Bonsai Park all the time, and
it's the best skate park in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's so good.
Could you equate it to like Goodyear, like big transition and all that?
No. And Goodyear's not my favorite out here. It's big, but it's not my favorite.
What do you mean it's not your favorite? What are you talking
like
about, Natalie?
It's too big. Like I don't have fun when I go there.
No, it's not. There's like, I don't know. I don't. Okay, look.
If everything at Goodyear was like 3 feet. Smaller, it would probably be one of my favorite parks.
Even the little mini snake, that's fun size. It's like tiers. There's like tiers to that park, I guess. You're right. But so that was my home park for years, though. So
I have fun there when I go, but like, it's not my fave.
I feel it, and I don't get gnarly either. I just like to go fast and stuff. So like, just to go fast, that's.
But
a really
like,
good
it's
park.
I like
Tempe.
Pools, and
yeah.
So that bowl there is really deep, like dangerously deep. Yeah. And like, if I want like a sesh, like I don't want to go there. I want to skate
right.
like something fun,
right.
not something that's gonna kill me.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. Cause yeah, you're on a different level, dude. When I think of skateboarding, I just think of like maybe a frontside slash here and there, maybe a, like rock and roll or something like that, but but you're out here just fucking catching air and like really putting yourself at risk. So I wouldn't want to skate that bowl every day either.
And I just learned that's, hand plants, so like I want to do them on something God. Smaller.
Oh my God, dude. Well, honestly, for hand plants, Goodyear would be a nice place to learn because they have that little spine that's mellow. And then they have like the first quarter pipe that you run into. It's like pretty small. And then they have the mini snake, which is a little extension.
It is a good spot for that. But
every skate park has those,
I want to do it like in a pool, like make it look legit. Yeah, I tried it at that new DIY spot. I almost got there and land it.
Is that the one that Ken put together?
Yeah.
Dude, shout out. Dude, Ken is a
Ken has been like building some crazy awesome shit.
He really has. I follow Ken on Instagram and stuff. I hooked
him up with a building job in the South with one of my other friends out
there.
That's so
tight.
And he was like going around to like Mississippi and Louisiana and like all over the South.
That's so cool.
Southeast, just like building.
So he's doing good.
Yeah, I think he's doing good.
Good, man. I love Ken, dude. He same era.
Yeah,
you,
for sure.
Ken, yeah, Marcus, rest in peace. Kenny, rest in peace. Josh, I don't know what he's up to. Last time I saw Josh, he was addicted to meth or heroin. One who started riding for Metal Militia, got really good at dirt biking.
Skinny,
yeah. Looked like he was tired all the time.
Oh.
With the thick, gauge, the horseshoe hoops thing, backwards hat.
I know who you mean.
Yeah. Really cool, but he was all fucked up last time I saw him. But he started doing professional freestyle shit for Metal Militia.
Really?
And then the next time I saw him, I was like,
damn.
Yeah. So I hope he's doing good. But that's good, man. I've always loved Ken, dude. He's been such a good guy. And my dad, too, fucking loved Ken, man. Like, he is such a nice guy and such an easy dude to get along with. And we were all really young too, so it was we're all just stoked on life and shit. But you've been living such a cool life, and to say that I'm jealous of your life is an understatement. And jealousy is a completely natural feeling. You've been all over the world doing what you love to do, spreading this love of skateboarding and all that it has to offer, empowering women. And that is, it's always been, they've always been a minority in skateboarding, and it shouldn't be like that. If anyone's out there thinking that, I don't really want to get into a male dominated sport, people like Natalie, people like Laura,
I think that's the mind frame. I think it's that they want to do it and they'll go to the skate park and there's all these dudes there and it's really intimidating.
Yeah.
And they're embarrassed to try something because they don't want to fall in front of all these dudes that know how to do it already.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it was and I'm sure it just the thought of being around a whole bunch of dudes you don't know all the time, no matter what, anyways, is intimidating. Yeah.
Like when you go to a new skate park and
male or
some
female,
gnarly
though.
Feature. Yeah. It's the same that feeling that you get, that's the feeling that girls get when they go to a park.
And I do think, and I have noticed, just through my experience the past, maybe I'd say about 5 years skateboarding or so, that whole ideal of women shouldn't be skateboarding is definitely becoming dissipated.
You know what's crazy is like three skate parks that I frequent, the last time I was at each of them, there were more girls than guys.
That's so tight, dude. So I feel like, okay, I'm validated.
Yeah, it's it's becoming equal, and it's fun to see that.
Yeah.
It's fun to have been part of the beginning and the middle and the change.
Because you know what's a really cool trend in 2018, 2017? Mm-hmm. Is being a guy who is pro... women empowerment. They're not separating themselves by being empowered. They're just literally trying to not feel inequitative.
Right.
And to hear that the last three skate parks you go to, the balance has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
That is so fucking cool, dude. I'm so proud to have ever been part of the skateboarding community. Because honestly, man, if there's one community that's never taken a step backwards, it's skateboarding. It has been progressive, slower than when we'd like to, just like anything, but progressively just being just in a beauty. It's always been a beautiful thing to be a part of, but there's always been little holes in skateboarding that sketchy, depending on where you live and who's at the skate park. There's a lot of factors, but altogether the skateboarding community is going to be good for someone. And I'm just really fucking happy to hear that you've been so crazy active all this time, because really we don't talk like this. I see what you post sometimes.
Yeah.
I like it and share it, something like that. But I don't know you're going to Cuba and doing all these things. Yeah. I don't know that you're literally every third Thursday you're putting on a fucking clinic for
Saturday.
So fucking cool, man. And
it's free. It's a free clinic. It's for girls ages 4 to 18. And
very cool.
We teach the life lesson about, we choose a different topic each month, mm-hmm. and we choose a charity and promote the charity and like gather funds or donations for the charity. And then we teach the skate clinic.
Very,
and it's
very
cool. We
cool.
have like the whole Las Chicas crew is out there teaching and like Skate yeah. True and Skate After School. And like a bunch of our friends are out there. It's really
I would
fun.
Love to come do a live podcast if you would be down.
That would be awesome.
That'd be, I'd be so fucking
cool,
hyped
yeah.
and honored to do that.
We'd
like, oh man, all that good energy and all these shredders, dude. Mm-hmm. I get so, not even females. I mean, females more because again, it's been like something that hasn't been a normality in skateboarding until recently, mm-hmm. You know, but just children. Skateboarding, because mm-hmm. for a while I was teaching, I was giving lessons too at Goodyear. Like I had mm-hmm. about like 13 kids
That's
or so.
Cool.
And if you know Colin White,
yeah,
he's fucking incredible. And he was the first person who approached me about giving him his son lessons because I would just like showed him, like gave him a yeah. little tip just on the side because I fucking love kids, man. Mm-hmm. Skateboarding kids, mm-hmm. not all kids are created equal, dude. Skateboarding kids are usually pretty fucking rad. But so I started teaching him and he told his friends and that whole like circle started, right?
Awesome.
And it was that time I was telling you, you know, I was really getting back into skateboarding and Jeff was there with mm-hmm. Jagger and Eaton when they were fucking cool. tiny little dudes still.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to come and do like a couple of classes with Chris and stuff. Cool. And then all that bad shit
Chris
happened.
Chris Kelly?
Yeah.
He was in my wedding.
In your wedding?
In my
like
wedding.
A best man?
Yeah. Not the best, but he was one of the groomsmen.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Not the best. Sorry.
He's my husband's best guy friend.
That's so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, so their family is like really tight with our
that's
family.
So he is such a cool guy.
He really is.
Such a cool guy. I love, he needs to be a comedian, dude.
Yeah.
He is so fucking hilarious.
You know he's a history teacher?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, at Arcadia High School.
He's been a history teacher this whole time.
Yeah.
All these years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool, man. I wonder if his students know. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think
if they
know.
Really
he,
know.
He goes by an alias on Facebook and Instagram, so.
Oh, my goodness. That's so rad. Dude, Chris is so cool. But, yeah, so at that time of my life, just, like, being around kids and seeing them progress, seeing a kid do a kick turner for the first time without mm-hmm. eating shit, it's like, oh, man, I feel so good. So I would love to come and do that. We'll schedule it sometime
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. Always down to support whatever. I'm my platform's very small still, but, you know, this information and what I love about podcasts most, I'm going to take a quick second to kind of talk about this, but oh yeah, it's a candle that me and my ex-girlfriend made. You know I'm still going to use it, dude. You know it smells good, huh? Yeah, but podcasting just gives me a chance to just connect with the people that, you know, that this will be relevant forever. Everything everything we talked about will be timeless. If someone wants to get to know Natalie, they can find this in the depths of the internet. But thank you so much. We're coming up on an hour, and that's about where we cut it off here.
Thanks
but
for having me.
Of course. I'm just going to take a quick moment, if you don't mind, just to say a couple of shout-outs for the people that subscribed to the podcast through Anchor. They really didn't have to do that, but I really appreciate all of you guys. If you didn't know, you can support the podcast for $1 a month through the link or through this app called anchor.fm. And I don't have the list on me because I'm a fucking terrible host, but I'm going to try and remember everybody real quick right now. Shout out to my mom, Sherry. She's a subscriber.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I love you. Shout out to Chelsea, aka Lady Quasar. She's the shit. Robert Robles. Shout out to SB Curiel. Ethan with the $5 a month subscription. You're a fucking god. I love you, dude. Man, I know I'm forgetting some people. I'm so sorry. Next episode, I will have a list ready, and I love all you guys very much. Make sure to check out Silly Girl Skateboards, Helton Brewery, Sidewalk Surfer, Spinelli's, Las Chicas AZ. Follow Natalie on Instagram and Facebook. I'll link everything below. You know, she's been the fucking coolest person consistently that I've known in the skateboarding community, without a doubt. So thank you so much for taking some time for this, dude.
Thank you.
For sure. So I'm going to do my little outro here. Thank you guys for listening. This has been the Hella Tired Podcast. Sleepy Squadron, Dream Lords, thank you for the donations. I love you. Hello. welcome to the Hella Tired Podcast. This is episode 7. I am your host, Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. the Willy Wonka Wonder, a.k.a. The Candle Light Lord. Today I am joined by a very special guest by the name of Natalie Doss. And she is fucking killing everything right now. We're going to get into a lot of things, but she is directly involved, leader of or sponsored by the following: Silly Girl Skateboards, Helton Brewery Company, Sidewalk Surfer Skate Shop, Spinelli's Pizza, and she is the leader of the cult that is known as the best women skateboard crew in the world. No contest, Las Chicas AZ. Natalie, thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So first things first, I want to dive into right away is she brought her ukulele, which is the fucking coolest thing anyone's done so far for the podcast. And she's going to be just strumming along as we go. And you get to enjoy anything she does from that shit. So congratulations to you guys for listening. Because this is going to be a good episode.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, sir. All right. So first order of business. Your second pro model just dropped.
Yes.
That is so fucking cool. If there was an audience here, they'd be clapping. So don't.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Second pro model just dropped with Silly Girl Skateboards. And just tell me how that came to be. Your first